This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The U.S. Interior Department says it will not fight a judge's recommendation for the agency to take a new look at the environmental effects of burning fuel from Montana's largest coal mine. But government attorneys said the work will take longer than the 6 months proposed by U.S. Magistrate Judge Carolyn Otsby. They want 8 months to do the work in a case where environmentalists sued, citing climate change and other impacts from coal mining. Spring Creek owner Cloud Peak Energy filed objections Friday to Otsby's recommendations and warned of sweeping layoffs if mining halts. Otsby said in October that officials improperly approved a 117 million ton expansion of the Spring Creek mine near the Montana-Wyoming border in 2012. That's in line with prior court rulings affecting two mines in Colorado. Two for-profit groups are exploring the possibility of opening medical schools in Montana. The state now participates in a program that allows up to 30 Montana medical students a year to attend the University of Washington School of Medicine and train at Seattle hospitals. Entrepreneur Daniel Burrell and his family, who funded the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine in New Mexico, are studying whether to open a school in Bozeman in partnership with Montana State University. A for-profit firm called Manipal Education Americas is exploring opening a Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine in Missoula. Manipal runs schools in India, Malaysia, Nepal, and Antigua. Bozeman and Missoula city leaders tout the economic opportunities. Physicians are concerned whether a hospital would undermine the state's current program and whether Montana has enough medical facilities to train hundreds of students. Montana State University officials are considering new policies on alcohol and drugs that could affect tailgating, fraternities, and telling parents when their kids get in trouble. The University Council voted unanimously this past week to forward a report from the MSU President's Commission on Substance Abuse Prevention to President Waded Cruzado. Dean of Students Matt Kerr says the vote marks one step in a long process. He says the tailgating issue alone may be under discussion for the next 18 months or longer. Student President Levi Berkey says students would be the largest group affected by the new policies and needed to be included in the process. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the University Council included that assurance in their report. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says he expects ports in the Northwest ultimately will allow coal exports from the Powder River Basin to Asia, but doesn't know when. Wyoming and Montana face opposition in the Northwest to their coal export plans. Environmentalists oppose the prospect of trains hauling coal and say they're concerned burning coal causes global warming. A utility-scale solar plant is being proposed near Missoula. California-based Cypress Creek Renewables, which is aggressively developing similar projects across the nation, is proposing to build a 3-megawatt facility on 40 acres. It says the plant would be capable of supplying energy to about 540 homes, though the electricity would be sold to Northwestern Energy to place on the grid. The Missoula County Board of Adjustment will hold a public hearing in December for a special exception to allow the solar farm on vacant property that's zoned residential. The ride-hailing company Uber has filed an application with Montana regulators to operate in the state. The Public Service Commission says a 20-day protest period has started for any motor carrier or member of the public to comment on the application by Uber subsidiary Razor. A launch date has not been set. Thanks for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.